The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havar, and is brought to you by the Beis Havar Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
This week's Pasha, Pasha's Hazinu, we have a Makor, even though there's not really many halachas in the Pasha. But we have a makor to something that's a shailen haloch lemaisa in Yeridea, in the Indian of stam yenom, really something that comes in zaitik, and it also, since we're holding the time of the year, when we have to look for inspiration for Yerushalayim, there's a message in this noise of halocha, which cuts to the basic hashkofis of a teriyid. The pasuk says, in Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk Lamed Ches, the Rebbeinu Shalom was talking about judging the Ummah Sa'ilam, the Oivdei Avodah Zarah, that believe that they are not Nesiachis to Yehuda Yisbarach, Asher Chelev Zvachemo Yechelu, they eat from the fats of the Korbanos that are brought to Avodah Zarah, Yishtu Yein Nesicham, they drink the wine that's poured for Yain Esav, that was poured L'chvoid Avodah Zarah. They should be punished. That's the pasuk. Lemaisa, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chof Tesa Mebeis, learns out from the pasuk Hashachez Vachem Yishtu Yein Nesichom that we're talking about not Yain Nesech that was poured. We're talking about over here Stam Yeinom Shel Goyim Umaga Yeinom that's also Bahano. We're talking about not wine that was actually used for a Takrev Zavet Zorah, because Takrev Zavet Zorah has nothing to do with Yain Nesach. That could be anything. Anything that's used for a Takrev. Then we'll remember the famous controversy a number of years back with Indian Sheitlach, which there's still no 1000% Takhira on, but that was a Shalat Takrev Zavet Zorah. So Yain Nesach is no worse if it was used Mamash Zavet Zorah. So okay. Takrev Zavet Zorah. If it's turned into Zavet Zorah, so then it's Avodah Zarah. There's a special halacha in Yayin Nesach that besides for the algemeine title of Takrevis Avodah Zarah, there's also a din of Yayin Nesach, even if it's not mamish used for Avodah Zarah. Stam yeinom shel akul. L'chor it's a din d'rabbonon, it's a smakta. And also, stam yeinom, everybody knows this halacha, that if you have wine and it's touched, right, bizman hazeh, no goy, the cleaning lady at home is not pouring wine l'chvoid her getchka. So what are we talking about? We're talking about a dinder abonon of stam yenom. Stam yenom is anything that was touched. It's not mavushal, so there's a zalach of stam yenom. Now, here's an interesting shaila lahalocha that the stipler, this is not in the regular Kilus Yaakov, they were l'achav tirosoi, they published shtikloch from the stipler. This is in Kisvei Kilis Yaakov HaKadoshim Simon Kufayin Aleph. And he has over there a Meudik HaShal LaHalocha. He wants to know like this. The Gemara Chulin Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph says that a Yisrael who's a Min L'Avay Dezorah, a Yid who's Achman Tzon Oivir Avay Dezorah, he has Din of a Goy, and Yeina Yayin Esach. The Gemara Chulin Daf Heib adds to that, a Mechal Shabbos Befahesio. A Mechal Shabbos Befahesio, Rachman L'Tzlon, is a Mumor, that's the context of Sugi and Chulin. For the same price, this is brought grand in the Beis Yosef and Yehudah and Kuf Yutes, that they have a din mamish like a goy. Stipe wanted to know, let's say you have a Rav who's being Mekadish, Chupa Vekedushin, he's being a Masada Kedushin, for it's not that common, for a couple, and they wanted a Jewish marriage, Lemaisa de Mechal Shabbos Fahesia. Now, to be a Mechal Shabbos Fahesia, person has to be that he has no compunctions whatsoever. The Gemara says that if he wouldn't do an act of Mechal Shabbos in front of a Rav, there's some type of hisyachsus, of busha, of being a Mechal Shabbos, he's already not a Mechal Shabbos Fahesia. So it's not that common. Generally, you talk about a Tinik Shanishba, Lav Dafke is a Mechal Shabbos Befahesia. Nochashmuz, what the status today of Tinik Shanishba is. In any case, let's say you would have a case, you have a fraya couple, they're mechal le Shabbos, but even when you nem on that they have a din of mumrim, as soon as the Masada Kedushin leans over Kaminig Yisrael to give a little bit of the wine to drink to the Chas and the Kala. As soon as they touch the wine becomes Yain Esach. Stam Yenom. So you're being Machshel a Yid with, you're feeding him Machal Sasuris. Chayav should be a problem. It shouldn't be able to be Masada Kedushin. Now, Luchay, the fact that he wants to get married with Chupin Kedushin, at least he should have a Kosher Yiddish marriage. But l'cha'ira, the act of giving them the wine, l'cha'ira should be a problem. That was the stipler's shayla l'halokha. So they bring Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Schus ha'yogin aleinu v'akol Yisrael l'toiva brought a raya to his father's shayla that it's not a problem. He brings a gemara in where the gemara says that the Tanner of Nosson gave a koishol bracha by benching. There was a cheshman, gave to a tzduki. A tzduki l'choira is a koifer b'chal ha-tere kula. He doesn't believe in termina shemayim. L'choira is a din of a koifer b'chal ha-tere kula. Yeinu yayin esach. If that's the case, giving him the same thing. L'choira makshulim is a yid. Giving him the wine, l'choira being makshulim, should be a problem. Elamai, it's not a problem. Shaz, why not? L'choira the cheshman is correct. So the Velt wants to taina, maybe those that want to argue, maybe you'll say that that the wine that Reb Nosson used for benching in that case was Yain Mavushul. No, the standard wine wasn't Yain Mavushul, a little bit of a daichik. Or you'll say maybe he was punk benching a Chamar Medina, he was benching a beer, so it doesn't become Yain Esek. No, it seems like over there they weren't planning for the Tzeduki to be by benching, why would they not have used wine? Kasha Bameisen, maybe. As an aside, by the way, even though it's not our Indian, the stipler declares, what about a mummer, cooking on Yom Tif? A mummer. But, you want to give him something, you want to give him something that he could heat up, that he could cook on Yom Tif. You have a cheshbon to give it to him. Lamaisa, when he cooks for himself, he's cooking for a mummer, and l'chay is a din of a goy. And cooking on Yom Tif, the din of the Torah is lochem v'loy lenochri. L'chay, he's cooking for somebody who has the kedusha status of a goy. Have the same shayla. Another shayla. What happens a mumer? Are you allowed to give him something which you know he's going to cook? And once he cooks it, it's going to be bishulei akum. Because again, dinner ka'akum. So shayla is what you do with Reb Chaim Kanievsky is raya. It could be doichin the raya, but The Lomdim want to say a vort to get away from this problem. The stipler's aura, l'chair is a difficult aura. We're discussing in 3-4 different ways, but l'chair, the problem is a problem. They want a taina that stam yenom is cholok b'yisoid from yayin esek, from takrevis avay dezora. Takrevis avay dezora, the Torah says, the same way now let it nevela trey, for the Torah asur up, some that's avay dezora. It's what we call a cheftza d'yisura. Ha'omnom, Stam Yenom is a din derabbanan, like we said. What's the din? There's clearly a din because the Chazal didn't want Yidin to have a maso matan with goyim wine that's touched by a goy. Shouldn't be drunk by a yid. Is the pshat that they turned the gemara that they turned that into yayin esach? There's a mokum, however, to say that they didn't turn the wine into yayin esach. They didn't make it into a cheftza disura. They created a harchoka that a yid shouldn't drink. That means the activity of drinking wine that came into contact with a goy is a form of coming closer to the goy. The avaydizoro, the srach avaydizoro over here, is coming into contact with something meaningful that was touched by a goy. But not that the wine itself is a cheftza di isura. Now, this sounds like stam lomdus. What's the difference? It's also to drink. But here's the point. The point is that you could tell a yid he shouldn't come into contact with a goy. And there were goys who are on wine as a meaningful medium that brings people together. They said, don't drink wine that came into contact with a goy. Fine. Could you tell a person, don't come into contact with yourself? The sentence doesn't make sense. You can't be marking a person from himself. So could you say to this mumer, right? He's not listening to you anyways. But you want to say to this woman, they will geyser on your wine, clap at yourself. Don't come into contact with yourself. If you say that the wine that a woman touches becomes a cheftza disura, it's also, it's machal sasuris. Okay. But if you say the word is that drinking the wine is coming into contact with somebody who you shouldn't be, they will geyser on the mice of drinking wine that came into contact with a goy. So what are we saying? There's a maisa here of coming into contact with yourself? There's no such thing. You can be goyzer and come into contact with somebody else. You can be goyzer and somebody come into contact with himself. So a mumra klape his own yayin nesach would not be, there would be goyzer. You could tell a mumra that there's a din derabon, he's not allowed to drink a different mumra's yayin. That could be. But on his own yayin, the yayin that he touched, it would sound to not make sense. The same shaila, by the way, has a more basic halacha lemaisa ramification. We talk about bishul yaakov. You want to say to a mummer that when you give him food, lemaisa he's creating bishul yaakov, pasach, bishul yaakov. He's creating bishul yaakov, he's not allowed to eat it. So again, the answer is, bishul yaakov is not a cheftza di surah. Bishul yaakov is a way of being nisrachik, because our goyim are on a richuk from goyim. A person can't be nigzar, olov, to be nisrachik from himself. Where do you see that? Without our shtickle Torah, where do you see such a definition? There's a hogansa shayla by Bishul Yaakov if it asks up kelim. If goita at home cooked in a pan, so avadi and alad eat the food, it's Bishul Yaakov. Does it make the pan treif? Not so pashut. We're machmir, but machmir that you could be machmir, could be on something that can't be kasher, maybe you could be mekel. Yeah, that's a whole shmuz and halakha. But the point is that we don't necessarily treat it as proper machol sasuris. We treat it as a anhoga of don't eat food that was prepared, that was created in a meaningful way by a goy. That's called you coming into meaningful contact with a goy. The frying pan that has the blias, that's not called coming into contact with a goy. So we're in goyzer on that. So that's mamash halakha l'maisa from this type of chakir. Now, l'choyra there would be a machol lefalpo. That if we're talking about bishule akum, like we said, it could be, it doesn't even ask up the kelim. Over there it makes sense that that's only a gzera. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says they ask those things mipnei b'nei sam. It's a gzera of hachoka from people. It's not a cheftza di surah. Stam yeinim is also bano, which l'cherim means that the wine itself, they turned it into yayin esek. It's not mamish yayin esek. It's not takrev sevodah zarah. They turned it into yayin esek. L'cherim, that means it's machol sasuris. Hold on, when you look at the Beis Yosef in Yeridei, Simkuv Chav Gimel, it seems that Bizman Azeh, Stam Yenom, since there's really no Chash of Yayin Esek proper, is Taka only Kipitam Vishamnon, it's only Bishul Yaakov. And Ma'idi Tochen, it's not also Bahano. There's a tremendous Nafkamin in that, by the way. Somebody has a whole case of wine that was touched by a Goy. Goy picked up all the wine. Can he sell the wine? Against the Shalom Paiskim. This shmuz of how to look at Stam Yenom is really a whole arichus in the Ran Avoy Dezor Daf and Tess and Beis, but it's a shalat that's discussed in the Paiskim. Another place where this comes up is if you have to give a choyla something to eat. Better to give a choyla food that's not a chefza di sura. There's a din on the achila that, let's say it's a hachok, it's something else. Better than doing something which is a chaticha di sura. For instance, the marshal, food that was prepared, talking about like a beitzah shenolda on Shabbos, is in alarit, it's muktzah, but not a cheftza disura. So let's say you have a chayla and you have to feed him something. You have to feed him something on Shabbos. What's better, to feed him a beitzah shenolda, which is a muktzah, or something else that's chayis basa oif b'cholov, which is also only the rabban? Better to feed him something which is not a cheftza disura. It's mufush in the paiskim that way. There's a shayla on tamai. Okay, it's not a getos halachol ma'isa demai that they asked if they suffered. Did they turn it into a cheftza of tevel? Or they only said that it's a choyvas gavra to be mafish from the ma'isas. They have raya sahin tzvik. But that's mamish the shayla. So that's the shayla. Yayin nesach for a choyla shem besakona. Pois can have a whole shmuz with stam yeno. Maybe it could be mekel, but mokum atzoyrich for a choyla. Tshuvas haramon simukuv chavdal brings all machlech sushem. It's brought in the nishmasadim. It's brought lalocha. So lemaisa, there are various kulas in yayin nesach or stam yayin of bizman hazeh, where you see there's not a cheftza, so it's only a harchoka, and that harchoka might not render it mamish machol sasuris klapi the person himself. Not that would lechayru be a way out of the stipler's horror, which is a murder gar. Okay, that's the chelik etzneil haloch. We'll just point out something. Pashtazinu, this pasuk is talking about. Is the Shira that defines Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu before is Ptira, defines Klal Yisrael as completely separate than the Umas HaOlam. The merchak between a yid and a goy is one of the ikur points to focus on when we're asking avodat tshuva. Too often we think that avodat tshuva, which is the kedusha of these days, the yom neroim, we think in terms of bad things we did, mitzvahs that we have to take on. Very often there's a much more important type of tshuva. Tshuva in terms of self-definition. The definition of a yid being completely muvdal from umas ha'olam. Of course, that'll go into averus also. If a yid doesn't feel himself completely distant, completely removed from the culture around him. But sometimes it's not even about averus and mitzvahs. It's a subtle type of self-definition where a yid feels himself dohaib and he feels in his daily life So the pasuk over here in Parsha Hazinu, which is the parsha that we always read this time of the year, gives us a definition. There are things that are asur, there are macholos asuris. Then there are certain things which are not necessarily asur, but Chazal gave us gedorim to keep ourselves consciously, completely distant from the umas ha'olam. We should be zeicha to integrate into ourselves and to live besimcha with a kabbalas oil of the Atta B'chaton Mikol Amim, Shavizaych, to be Mikabal Torah, to be Oisik in Torah and Tshuva, Mitech Simcha, Mitum Revo.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.